finally, life resumes to normal. We are returning with Town Supervisor Thomas Hoyt. We are recording this, as usual, saying that the meeting will be on Thursday night, but the town board will instead be meeting Wednesday night. So as you hear this, you only have 3 hours to get to the town board meeting. What's going on, Mr. Hoyt?
We're going to meet a day early because of scheduling conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
The first item will be a public hearing on the ambulance district that we're proposing for the community.
Now, you're going to have that public hearing on Wednesday night?
Correct.
Okay, and now this ambulance district, for the listeners, what's that all about?
What it is, it puts the town in a good position. If a pilot program comes to town, we can get our full bang for our dollar for tax assessment because a pilot cannot touch a district, and the ambulance would be a district compared to if it was just in the regular town budget. They could touch it, and then it would be captive in that pilot program for 10 to 15 years.
Oh, I see. So if a business came into town and they went to this pilot as a payment in lieu of taxes, that would affect if it was just a regular situation as now. But if you create this district, it's immune.
Right. Whatever it costs to run the ambulance, they would be obligated to pay at their current assessment, not as a pilot program where the assessment may change out throughout the years.
Okay, so it sounds like it's just really sort of a technicality that it won't cost anybody any more money or anything like that.
It's just going from line A in the general fund to line A in the ambulance district fund.
Oh, okay. So when I see the budget every year, you have the sidewalk district, you have the lighting district. This will now become a new thing in that category.
Correct. But we're going to raise the same amount of taxes, spend the same amount of money. It's just coming from a standalone account.
Okay. So now the ambulance is kind of the topic of the times. You're trying to purchase a new ambulance. How's that going?
Well, if you could find one, we could purchase one.
Well, if you find one of those, find me a push lawnmower at the same time, will you?
Everything is, it's not as tough as it was a year ago, but there are certain items that are still tough to get.
Now, an ambulance, I would assume that's going to cost six figures, $200,000 or $300,000 at least, right, in that area?
They're not cheap because they are an emergency room on wheels.
Yeah, pretty much, and especially now you have paramedics on your ambulance, so it's quite a... Like you described it perfectly. Now, Ian Peters, town councilman, he's the one looking into this, correct?
Correct. We'll go off of the specs of what we did 6 years ago already.
Mm-hmm.
This is the newest ambulance is 6 years old. The oldest ambulance is 11 already.
Oh, wow.
We'll go off the newest specs. We like to stay with a four-wheel drive because we've got some pretty steep terrain here in the winter times, and all hours of the night we're out 24/7, so sometimes driveways aren't plowed at 2 o'clock in the morning when people need assistance.
Right, it's not like living in downtown Albany necessarily.
Exactly.
And as long as we're on the subject, the ambulance building, how's that going? Everything moving along?
Yes, the contracts are signed. We've received submittals, and hopefully you'll have groundbreaking pretty soon.
Now, pretty soon means what?
This summer, within a month.
Maybe working inside this winter?
Yes, it'll be shelled in to do inside work this winter.
Okay, now let's move to a little more pleasant situation. The park was pretty crowded this past weekend.
And you have 95-degree day, and you got a body of water, there's always people around.
For sure. Now, you have the kayaks out this year already?
No, they will go out this weekend.
Oh, Memorial Day, right, that makes sense.
Yep.
Oh, I forgot, it is Memorial Day weekend. You got anything big? We got fireworks in town, or what's going on?
Not to my knowledge, or maybe a private individual having some, but town isn't having any events.
Okay, now the park, you've got the floating bridge back where it belongs?
In place, ready to go.
And lifeguards are on duty this coming weekend?
They're going to start Friday of this week.
Very cool. I was up at Colgate Lake over the weekend, and there was probably, I don't know, 40 people there, but CD Lane was just rocking.
It was very busy here Saturday, and one of the Little League teams were having a practice here this past Thursday. We opened the bathrooms a couple days early this year because people were using the park, so we got everything up to snuff in them as well.
Very cool. Other than that, you mentioned flowers.
Mr. Kearns was our low bid this year, as always, and he's going to be planting this week.
Now, so he goes around to all those little flower pots all around town, and what else does he do?
He does underneath the signs coming into each hamlet, and he does a little park in Hensonville as well. He does the boxes at the town hall. There's a dozen locations that he plants flowers in.
Holy cow, so this is a pretty involved situation.
Yeah, he's already done the spring cleanup where he's taken out the dead vegetation and leaves from the winter and put the new beds down. Now he'll just do the plantings this week.
Now, he also puts bulbs in, I think we may have mentioned this already, so that the town has early sprouts.
They've already sprouted. They have been removed, ready for the permanent ones for the summer.
So anything else going on around town that's worth mentioning, or folks just have to get ready quick here to go to that meeting tonight?
Yeah, they have to get here quick early to go, but other than that, it's just business as usual.
Okay. So we'll keep it short and sweet this week then.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.